Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, darling.
I'm all ready for tonight. I have my lipstick on.
Oh, good girl. Well, every master would wear a lipstick as long as they're a female, of course.
You bet.
And tonight's show, How Would a Master Respond? I'm really excited about doing this show tonight because it's been, the team has really been coaching me. We go through accelerated periods in terms of, and certainly everybody out there is feeling it, I'm certain. I tend to see it with the sessions where we'll get to a certain point and then they just, I think, wow, I'm on top of this. I'm feeling great. I can do these with no problem. And then they raise the bar again, and I'm like, oh, no.
You're at university, etheric university.
Oh, my Lord. And so the energies then get raised again, and we're doing something, more intense. And I recognize that, that's just the way it is. So, but they've really been coaching me on this mastery piece, and I have to go back. I don't want to get sidetracked here. I'll go to that after. Let's do our dedication. And then, but I want to say here, okay, that the mastery piece, let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. I don't even know where I wrote this. So I'll just say it, okay? Our darling squirrel that I talk about so often, and Squirrel has written so many things for that we've read on the show, and she's just wonderful, and I adore her. And on her intentions one day, she wrote about something about becoming a master in this lifetime. And that's on her permanent intention list. And, what's interesting, because we're all so connected, they're waiting for one of us to get it, to lift everyone else up. And so from that little what I would consider somewhat innocuous intention, although I thought it was really kind of cute and fun, and I thought, oh, you go, girl, started this kind of welling up in me. And finally one day they said, all right, this is it. This is the piece, all right? And this is what you're here to do in this lifetime, all of you. And you're all connected, and one of you opened the door, and then everyone else. So somebody, one of you got it. And
go,
now
squirrel,
that
go.
That's right. Now that you've got it, and now we can bring it forward for all of you. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. So once again, kudos to you, squirrel, who I love you. The team has an awful lot to share with us tonight about this subject. And I want to dedicate tonight's show to the resolution of the aggression in the Gaza Strip. And I would ask that in your meditations tonight or tomorrow that you would spend some time sending light and hope to all the people, the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. I received a phone call from someone who I adore. We've been working together for many, many years. And she actually called and said, is there anything that the ETs could do to assist these poor people in Gaza? It is a travesty what's happening. And she lives in Italy. And I had to explain that the ETs cannot intercede. Can they be of assistance at least to bring peace and hope and whatever? But unless there's a nuclear component, they can't really intercede. This is humans still looking to war and aggression and playing out this piece of human consciousness. It's very frustrating for everyone. We saw this, a year or two ago in the aggression against Lebanon from Israel. And so please understand, I'm not trying to take political sides here. I'm just saying this is horrendous, and they need our love and light right now, truly. These are very poor people. They have nothing. They're in an area that's totally walled off. They live in circumstances that we, you know, in America don't really get to know much about. You know, we're like little mushrooms here. We don't get to see it all. Thank you, Veronica. We received an email last week from someone who listens to the show after ours, and she was upset with us for going over time. And we want to, we're going to try to be very diligent. We are given the parameters for time when we begin the show, so we want any of you who would listen to that show please to understand that. If we come on late, we are given a parameter in terms of what time we're to end the show. And so certainly we don't do this to try to, cut into anybody else's time.
And so sometimes they're a little bit more relaxed on this schedule than on some kinds of stations.
Well, right. And at any rate, this listener of the show that follows us, which is whom, do you remember, Veronica?
Jennifer Hillman, I think.
Yes. Was very upset and wrote me and told me how rude we were. Actually, told me how rude I was. And I have no intentions to be rude to anybody. I did respond to her, but I do want to, you know, put that out there that certainly that's not our intent. So tonight I would like to share. We're going to have a really good show tonight. I know the team's excited to talk about this. The next couple of weeks are actually going to be really, really, really fascinating. And next week we're going to talk about what's going on with our own lineage in terms of parents and children, and because this stuff is bubbling up right now. I mean, we're in soul work right now. This is soul time. And I have been seeing soul. I mean, I'm just watching it. I just kind of sit around with my mouth open most of the time. I have to remember to breathe through my nose. watching our souls intercede. This is not higher self. This is there's a difference to the energy stream that comes in when you see soul intervention. And it's almost like watching this occur and going, wow, and, because it's just so direct.
You know, it's reminding me is we just heard that Saturn had changed into Capricorn and it was going to last for 15 years or something. But when we have, and it's a huge change for all human consciousness, but when we have a Saturn return in our charts, we really head for deep evaluation and all kinds of things go awry whilst we become more attuned to our truth if we're, you know, on track. So
I would agree with all that, Veronica, and I don't know that I would tie it directly to the Saturn return, but I would definitely say, let's put it this way. I'm walking around the house with my head down, eyes to the floor, holding my hands together, just like catechism, or not catechism, you know, you when you first took your first communion, okay? Going, I'm really being good. I'm really being good. Please don't blast me. I'm really being good.
And it is Mercury retrograde, so you get to think about that.
Yeah, right. Well, that just started. I've been doing this way before Mercury retrograde. So this is a sharing from Karen Bishop, who is now operating under, I hope it's on here somewhere.
I think it's Wings.
Yes, it's Wings. I probably don't have it on here. But I wanted to share part of what she wrote because it's very poignant. Unfortunately, I didn't get it in time to include it with the show announcement. We're in the midst of some interesting energies now, an unusual combination that we may perhaps not be used to. In times past, when we encountered waves of light, we may have experienced a strong sense that it was indeed here, with miracles abounding, surges felt in our physical bodies, or even waves of overload and tension. This new pattern many of us are finding ourselves on, this new rung on the ascension ladder, is very subtle. The light is here, but in a much more gentle way than we're accustomed to. If we take notice, we may find that just what we need arrives for us in an effortless way. Small things that we may have only briefly wished for, or perhaps felt we needed, seem to show up all by themselves. It's as if they are saying, here I am, did you call? Can I help you out and make your life easier? Special kindnesses are arriving as well, and after the past 2 years, they may seem to stand out like an island oasis in a very vast, dry desert, which they do. This new magical light is extremely gentle and subtle and may even go unnoticed if we're too busy, stressed, or focused elsewhere. But it's important for other reasons as well. In times past, for those of us who embodied large amounts of light, could at times be dynamic, charming, full of life. Our energy could easily fill a room. We were usually noticed wherever we went. People glommed onto us. We were in demand and had just maybe become accustomed to this way of being. Standing out above others, we were bright lights and were usually well-liked and desired. We also knew who we were and what we were here to do. Now things are a bit different. We are, for the most part, invisible. Now, this I love because this is, like, so profound. We're no longer noticed. We're not desired or seen. No one seems to want what we're offering. No one wants to listen to us. It may even appear that no one even cares about us. So what's going on?
I thought that was just me.
No. We are just like this new light becoming much more subtle. Now, I'm waiting for this. You know, I do feel this one as much as I joke. I am more subtle, which I guess it's on a relative scale. In times past, we embodied more ego energy, and ego energy creates different outlets for energy to pour through and utilize. Real and true light of a higher order is indeed very subtle. It does not ask or need to be seen. It does not take up much of the space as it resides in another space altogether. And it's not about self. It is not particularly aware of itself. It does not unintentionally try to bring energies up or heal, and it has no particular agenda. It simply is. We can experience a substantial loss of identity now. This is, I think, incredibly profound. Even though the ascension process creates a loss of identity in small and incremental steps, this last phase of completion has created an extremely new and different us. We may go unnoticed when we had not had this experience before. We may feel that we are no longer needed. We may feel a loss of value or purpose. Being a very dynamic person, I'm in the midst of redefining myself, blah, blah, blah. I will say to you again that we will indeed be noticed and needed by those who are able to see us. I'm absolutely seeing this, okay? And by those who are in a space and at a level where we can all easily connect. Because of this latest arrival into higher vibrating reality, for some of us, we may also find that we've been released from old entrapments. And this is where I'm seeing this soul energy come in and literally push us through to get it, to get it, to get it, you know, so that we can unhook from the entrapments. For the longest time, we were literally trapped by the lower vibrating realities and by lower vibrating individuals. In addition, we may have been misled as well in various situations during this time, and thus we still may need to release and let go of any anger, resentment, or feelings of confusion and hurt about being misled. We were held in those lower vibrating spaces because we had agreed to bring up the vibration of that particular space, or rather a particular rung of the ascension ladder, being in this space until the very end so that enough souls could be affected and get on board. Could easily create edginess and intolerance for those lower these lower vibrations and great irritation, as if swatting flies or irritating disturbances in our energy fields. This time is now over and we can now rest and take a much needed breather. Thank you. As our old role and purpose is now over, we're being released in many ways. In this way, individuals and situations may suddenly become disconnected from us, while others will become closer. Yes, we've been released. And even though we still have egos attached, one of the challenges of being non-physical while still physical, if we can know that being released or dumped simply means that we no longer belong with lower vibrating energies, we can come to realize that we've indeed graduated, but there is more great news to celebrate as well. 2009 will usher in the energy of the pairing. I love this one. Many of us will be paired with perfect partners. The higher we evolve, the more we find that we are not matched with partners for reasons of matching vibration and energy that needs healing, but more for the simple pleasure of each other's company as companions of a higher order. In this way, our partners will be a joyous addition to our lives. Many doors were open for us. Now we are so divinely protected that doors will also close. We will find that we are in alignment, that what we are in alignment with will match up for us very easily and effortlessly, and what we are no longer a match for will be blocked from us, even if we believe it is indeed what we thought we desired. In regard to closed doors, a new and better door will immediately open if we trust that all is right where it needs to be. Love this one.
I do too.
All right. Next subject. And again, this is going to be, these next couple of weeks are going to be very intense. Lots of information that they want me to bring forward. It's really about weaving us all together so that we understand why we all chose to come in together. And it's very, for all of you listening out there, I can't be any more emphatic about this. A movie that I highly, highly, highly recommend. Again, Squirrel. I actually was watching this movie, waiting for it to be done. Not watching it literally, but watching its development. And Squirrel on my birthday sent me this DVD, and it's called Bloodline. The website for this movie, okay, is Bloodline, I have to see up close, hyphen, or dash, themovie.com. And I can just tell you, when I put this movie in, this is what blew my DVD player, by the way, when I put this movie in to watch it, the house, the whole, not only my inside the house, the whole property filled up with beings to the point where I just kind of stood there and went, whoa, I can hardly breathe. And so I knew that this was going to be highly significant. Bloodline, of course, is about Mary Magdalene. I can't tell you everything. It is a documentary. I will say this, and I have been studying Mary Magdalene for many, many, many years. This piece is riveting. And at the end, there's some information that comes forward that will really set you back on your heels. I mean, I just kind of sat there dumbfounded going, wow. And it takes a lot to do that to me. So I would say at this timing, it's a wonderful piece. Certainly a great one for your own library. If you belong to Netflix, you can order it on Netflix, by the way, people. So if you're a member of Netflix, they do have it.
And I have to remind you of something, Jackie.
Yes.
The team asked last time if they could come on earlier.
I'm hurrying. Okay.
I'm just doing my job here.
Cheeky, aren't they? This is going to be really hard to cram all this. I know, we'll do it.
They might say some of it, too.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so anyway, we're all becoming masters, blah, blah, blah. We are connected in very special, wonderful ways. This path is not easy, easy, and there is much that we are clearing. And believe me, people, I love you all. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. And as all this is becoming more and more clear for me, I just look around and think, oh, my Lord. The soul liftings that we're doing are healing of the soul's journey and all the way back to source through all lifetimes everywhere in this universe.
And I finally experienced one and was just blown away.
Yeah, this is big. And I actually saw the device for the first time the other day during a session because it just is so... I'm laughing with Veronica how I'm blowing all the phones again. And the device that they use is, it looks like the Hadron Collider. And literally, there's no way, I can't describe this to anyone. In fact, people experience it many times, can't describe it because each person's experience is so totally different. But you are literally moving through in whatever fashion is appropriate for you. All lifetimes, and literally it is Some of it can be really very difficult. It's important to stay neutral with it as you go through, because it's, some people experience incredible sorrow, incredible hopelessness and sorrow through parts of it, not all of it.
I found it really interesting that various parts of my body hurt as I went through various different scenarios.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Taught me
yes.
a lot about where I began certain, tensions or, you know. Patterns.
Well, again, we are here to, in this lifetime, we have an opportunity to heal all lifetimes, our whole soul's journey, and our soul. And so the opportunity for this, the door opening for this, as my experience is that there's a lot of scrambling going on out there. You know, to get people into this and move them through this, the opportunity for this is so huge. And from our perspective, Earth is a place to come for huge soul growth. From our perspective, to be able to accomplish this in a lifetime, a single lifetime, I'll let you think about that one. If you can imagine, for all that we've done, all right, and all that we've been, and everywhere we've been, all right, and every when we've been in this universe, all right, the what this can do for all future lifetimes, for all parallel, I mean, it's stunning. I'm beginning to see who everyone really is. And as I look at all of you, and I'm thinking, freaking wow. You know, we really did come in to do this together.
And what does it do to our whole lineage as well? That's pretty big.
Well, that's the one we're going to talk about next week, because what we're witnessing, and I particularly those that we're all are, you know, listening or working with us, is so many of you have taken on very difficult, hugely difficult family situations, parents and sometimes children. Mm-hmm. And I tend to be the queen of that. And so, right up there with you, Veronica. And so,
I was going to say, what about me, Jackie?
Right. And I could hear what you were thinking. So, this is going to be the piece that we're going to go through next week, because for those of you that are still experiencing, you know, so much of this, once you get all these pieces put together, you're going to look around and go, wow, mm-hmm. wow, how much different can my life be? So,
and dealing with that, it really has a huge sort of shaking effect on the entire lineage.
It's, you know, again,
we're not going to take videos of that, though.
Well, again, when you decide to step into this, to really go to the next level, to really step forward, you set up energetically something that completely, it radiates out, and it's going to pick up in its wake everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for it not to. I mean, I've started seeing my friends change, and I'm thinking, wow, okay. And I'm saying, okay, I don't have to say or do anything. It is just by virtue of the choices that we're making right now, which are so far-reaching, that will impact everyone in our sphere. There's no way for it not to.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be given to the ego, by the way. This is certainly not in the path of mastery. And I'm going to check out here and let them go into this one, because this is their baby. They're excited about this.
Oh, and they'll give me points for getting in here early, won't they?
Oh, yes, they will. You got your little star. Tattletale.
on global radio, no less.
Okay. All right, let me check out here. Bye, everybody. All right. All right. Yes, you get points. Very, very, very good.
Hello.
Yes, she can get chatty. All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome our love to all of you. So tonight we talk about mastering. Now, we're not going to be able to cover it all in this limited amount of time, but we're going to try to hit the highlights here to give you some ideas of, you know, why you've chosen such difficult lives, most of you. Difficult circumstances, in some cases illnesses, financial challenges, spousal challenges, familial challenges, all of you. Now, if we talk to you as a group and we say, all right, all of you got together prior to coming in and said, all right, based on what we know and these potentials, now no guarantees, you understand. But if we can do this and do that, and I'll take on this and you take on that, and then we'll all meet up at this very auspicious time. And you promise you're going to come and help us, and we all said yes, of course we will. Of course we will, yes. If you are willing to show up and to do what you really came here to do, we are more than happy to help you. Now, certainly all of you were driven to follow certain spiritual paths, to, you know, to learn, to grow, to meditate, to do yoga, this and that and the other thing. For many of you, your commitment was so great that you invested in it. Big ways. But it was a driving force in your life. Something saying, this is the lifetime. This is the one. I've got to get it here. I don't know why, but this is it. Spirituality is the most important thing in my life. And that's a big commitment. And as many people as you think you know, there aren't that many that will say to you, my spiritual growth is the most important thing in my life. Everything else comes beyond that. Would you agree, Veronica?
You bet. And I think it's true for me, probably I know Jackie and Bob, and yes.
All right. It is your commitment. Many of you walked away from other circumstances that, you know, opportunities that in love and romance and financial and many other things. Saying, no, this is not in alignment with where I'm going. This is my path. This is it. Something's telling me. Many of you knew in childhood. Many of you had a sensing, especially in early childhood, by the way, that you were different, that you were unique. Many of you felt you didn't fit. It wasn't only because you have this incredible star lineage and you still remember it to some degree. It was because you chose this lifetime to become a master. Now, some of you out there might be saying, well, wait a minute, we're going to ascend this time, so we're going to become a master anyway. What's the big rush? Well, it would be lovely if it worked that way. It's not like, you know, you're on the Price is Right choosing a door or something. Now, there will be varying degrees of people through this ascension process. Each person will be where they are. It's not like you're going to wake up one morning and be totally self-realized. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. This is not like receiving a check for the government in one of the stimulus packages. You know, here's your $1,200 check. You are now self-reliant. And in addition to all of this, you recognized that because of this, you could take on more, and you did. I want to work on this piece and that piece, and I'll take on this one and that one. Many of you sat at home at night and thought, what the hell was I thinking about taking on this child? The channel walks around all the time, and they have a place they go to brunch every Sunday, and when they open her car door, she immediately announces, I should never have procreated. That's her standing joke. However, it's not been easy. We wouldn't say to any of you, you've had an easy path.
But was all of it required? Is that the thing? Was it all required?
It was required by you, not by us. To get to mastery, how do you become a master at anything? Think about that. How do you become self-realized? Now, most of you didn't have time to go off on, you know, some ashram and meditate. Well, that wasn't the way you were going to do it in this lifetime. There was too much to be done. Too much to be done. And so you took it on in various ways. Various ways. Now, we're going to go into that more in other shows. About the lineage piece. About the karmic pieces through lineage. This is big, big stuff here, folks. Big stuff that you've all done. Some of you don't have children. You might say, well, what about me? I don't have any kids. Then you took it on in whatever way you did. How were mom and dad? How were your lovers and your mates, husbands and wives? Many of you have been molested, and all nature of things. All nature of things. Mastering. Why would you want to be a master in this lifetime? Why now? Because you came to be a bridge for others. You came to help, to assist. And you knew, ultimately, you knew. Now think about those that you refer to master on the planet. Each one of them did things that were far above and beyond their calling. Imagine what some of them did. Now don't go to the martyr side of this.
Was that effective for them in those days?
Was what effective?
Being a martyr seemed to have been a bridge for some beings way back when, right?
Well, it was perpetuated by religion. Self-sacrifice. It's like what has been perpetuated about Jesus or Yeshua. He didn't come to self-sacrifice. He came to show people what they were capable of doing. What they were capable of doing, and he spent all those missing years learning those very things. It was religion that came along and turned him into the martyr. And the divine, you see. Because the last thing he wanted was other humans realizing that they could accomplish the same things. That happened, then they couldn't be controlled.
Right.
They couldn't be controlled. Now, the title of tonight's show, What Would a Master Do? Or How Would a Master Respond? Now, if you take that energy of becoming a master and not give it to your damned ego, but start using it every day in every situation, how would a master respond to this experience? Would a master whine? You know, would a master pout? Would a master get angry? Would a master... How would a master respond? What you're going to find is you're going to be able to deal with things from a totally different level. A master would have absolute faith. They had to. What else did they have? They would have absolute faith, unshakable faith. They would live in the now moment. They would let things bounce off of them if people made attacks, whatever kind. When they felt threatened by some situation, they would absolutely know without question that they would be provided for, that they were always safe and fully loved and embraced. Now you're going to be challenged by all of this. Look at all the questions that were posed to Buddha throughout his lifetime, the original Buddha that we're talking about, and subsequent Buddhas. You see a man drowning, do you reach out to help them? You know, this kind of stuff. But now, working with this energy, you will be able to respond differently to different situations. Veronica, give us an example. Something in your own life.
I was just thinking today I had a big disappointment about my daughter.
All right.
And instead of being, I was sort of centered but perplexed. And what I was trying to do is just stay centered instead of being angry, being reactive, beating myself up, beating her up, for heaven's sakes, which wasn't really an option, but still, think about it, you know. And just trying to remember that, that we could move past it, and I had to be in a state of detachment. And that's all. That's all I can say about that. I didn't find it easy, but that's what I did.
All right. Now, for many of you who are going to be moving out into your great work, right, the challenges that you may have had in the past, well, you know, what can I do? What is my path? What is my peace? You can start affirming. Today, I want to be shown a piece of what I'm here to do. Give me a clue, a hint. This is what I want today. Dear squirrel wakes up every morning and says, I want to be shown definitively that I'm loved today. Some miracle, some way of knowing that I'm loved. Now, she doesn't wake up and say, oh, please, 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 would you? No. She's setting things in motion. Mastery. Without ego, you see.
I did that the other day with my helper left, and I said, okay, I want somebody to come to me who wants to work for me. And I got a call from someone who said, there's a woman here who has a lot of experience, and she'd like to work for you. That's pretty good.
Exactly. That's operating as a master. Putting it out there, knowing that what you need will come right to you. And trusting that. Absolutely trust in that. Now, are you going to be challenged? Yes. As we've said, and we'll deal with this next week's show, many of you have children that are going through very difficult times. Or you're finally realizing how difficult the children have been, etc., etc. We're going to go into that, and parents, so that you can start putting some of these pieces together, to free yourself, to disconnect, to recognize that, yes, you came in to assist with all of this, as the channel calls it, the chain of pain, ending the chain of pain. The familial chain of pain. Now, some children, and some of you know people, that channel knows one person in particular. Well, actually many, but well, one not related to her. Who very much came in to process rage. Rage that these young people are feeling. And she goes into fits of rage, and she's a beautiful, brilliant young woman with gifts beyond imagining. And yet when the rage comes out, it comes out. And the channel told her years ago, you're processing for other young people. Now, we could say to all of you, each one of you in your own unique way are experiencing for many, or have experienced for many, and are still experiencing for many. You're making a map. Bazaars calls it map makers. You're all map makers. Now, don't go into, you know, God, I screwed this up and I didn't do that right. And, oh, God, if I'm a map maker, I don't like the map I've made. Please don't do that to yourself. You all did the best you could under the circumstances. And you're improving on those maps every day. Now, are you going to waffle? Yes. Are you going to run into circumstances where you think, oh, darn, I could have done that so much differently? I didn't respond from a point of mastery. I was a screaming Mimi.
I've been there.
And I didn't want to do that. I lost all my power in that moment. It's all right. Recognize. Forgive yourself. Change. Basic principles here. And next time when it comes up, choose. How am I going to respond? Take a breath, people. You can always take time to respond to things. Try to remember to breathe before you do. Breathe. Then respond. What do I want to do here? What's the appropriate thing to do here? We're working with you to unhook so much of this so that you can respond as an adult who is not projecting. So that the projections can be lifted so that you can see people for who they truly are. Not your projections, who your projections tell you they are. Case in point, projecting parents onto your children. And we had the channel had a conversation with Veronica about this earlier. Mm. Again, we don't want to go into too much detail about that. We'll talk about this next week.
But that is a big subject for next week, isn't it?
It's a very big subject where so many of you are still trying to get parental approval through your children, where you projected parent onto child. Now, the channel is a queen of this one. She's still reeling from the realization. The wonderful action. She's been playing with it for a while, but never really got the full impact, you see, the whole truth. And when it hit her, well, it hit her very strong.
Mm.
Now she's realizing the dynamics. And again, we're going to spend... Veronica, do remind her not to talk too long next week. So.
I was good tonight.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. All right. What are the ways, Veronica, could you employ mastery?
You know, what's interesting is when you talk about the familial chain of pain, sometimes I'm really conscious of being able to... step out of that and unhook it, even in mundane jobs and things that I'm doing.
Yes.
It just seems to make things flow easier. I can't think of an example, except I know that in my head there's this consciousness of being separate from the tensions and the judgments and the expectations that I've noticed.
Very good.
And I think I got a lot of that from maybe our last session, but always other sessions. But, you know, that was very clarified.
All right. Let's ask you a question.
Please.
When you think about being a master, do you love yourself enough now to accept that you can do that?
Yes. Actually, yes.
All right. You accept that as part of your path?
Yes.
All right. Good. So it's not like you sit around and go, am I worthy, am I worthy? We don't want any of you to be doing that.
Mm-mm.
Now.
But I have another vision that keeps hitting me, which is this huge cocoon-like ball of reactive energy. It's like a great big wasp's nest, and I'm on top of it on tippy toes, ready to fly above it.
And what does the wasp nest represent?
Reactions, tons and tons of familial chains of pain and reactions,
right,
and all of that.
Right.
It's a delightful image.
So you feel that that is the piece that has kept you from being able to stay in your mastery?
No, I feel like it's the piece that represents the mastery of being able to step off the attachment.
Well, yes, we're saying the same thing, different words.
Yes, okay, yes. And I find it just pops up into my vision when I'm reaching and, you know.
Excellent, excellent.
It's fun. It makes me laugh. It's good to laugh.
And what about trust? Can you function in the trust of a master?
Sometimes.
What?
Sometimes.
Yes, well, that was a very soft response. If you want to repeat that so everyone can hear, please.
I can sometimes act that way. Sometimes I feel such trust. When I'm leaping off that ball of reaction, I feel like I'm so safe and so expandable.
And what happens when you don't?
I seem to get confused and cluttered up, actually.
You get confused or go into fear? Which is the one you choose?
Go into fear, but it feels like I go in through confusion.
All right. All right, very interesting. So as we're talking to all of you out there, we'd really like you, and we want you to understand the reason that we've been working with subconscious and unconscious beliefs, the unconscious, of course, holding all experience from all lifetimes, chipping away at all of this, you see. A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. Now, we want you also to know that you're all incredibly honored. Every one of you, very honored. And we would have to say that things are being developed on this side of the veil to accommodate some of the things you have chosen to do here. This is co-creative. We want you to be aware of this. Now, many of you meet in the dream state and go, wow, look at how far we've come. Let's try this. And everyone gets together and says, all right, will this work? What is this? All right, let's go for it. Never been done before, but that's all right. So you're boundary breakers and systems busters.
Great.
Now, in addition to that, take responsibility for the impact of your light and your love. Think about this. How much impact can you have sending your light and love to a place that is in chaos? in need, in fear. A lot, don't you think?
Yes.
So you have to take responsibility for that as well. Now, can you randomly say, well, I'm a master, I'm going to fix this, and now I'm going to fix that? No. It's not your job to fix. That's the ego that wants to fix. Remember that. That's the ego that wants to fix. You're not here to fix. You're here to be what? A bridge.
And it's interesting, too, because reading the astrological data that Jackie sent out for tonight's show, I'm reminded that there's this huge Uranian presence, and that requires feelings of chaos and change, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so I'm thinking that in the mastery, it's very important to accept those chaotic feelings as a breakup of maybe more congested feelings.
That's right.
And be able to center in it. I find that quite fascinating.
That's correct. That's a very good description, Veronica. Very good description. Now,
thank you.
We would recommend that all of you print out Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. You know, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A master walks with total faith and calm through chaos, don't they?
Yes.
They are the rock. Now, these are all, don't get confused with all your religious terms and biblical stuff here. All right? But masters are the rocks that others will turn to. Not because you put a sign on your front door that says, Master lives here. But they will recognize. Some are going to go off on their own tangents, but others will say, I want to call Veronica. I can feel her strength and her power. There's something about her besides what you do for a living. Just tap into that energy that she holds, that she is. See? That strength. That level of commitment, of knowingness.
And now we only have 3 more minutes.
All right. All right. Dear Veronica, tell us about your show next week.
Oh, guess what? We're having Almeen on, who is a channeled being. I'm very excited about this. And she, I read something of hers last week talking about her approach to economics and so on. And
it's day, wonderful, yes.
Yeah, it's the day of the inauguration next week. So she's going to talk about, I don't know what she's going to talk about, the changing times and the systems and becoming empowered by mastery and by now, being in the now, and so on. So
wonderful.
I'm very excited.
Wonderful.
That'll be 5 o'clock next Tuesday on wonderful BBS Radio.
All right. All right. Now we want to take a few moments to say to all of you that we love you. We're very excited about introducing these pieces to you and weaving them together, which we will do over the next week. We want to give you lots of information to think about. Lots of information to think about. To work with. To be able to look out at your lives and rethink them based on the information that you get. To empower you more than you are now. Your choice. Your choice. We know that you won't walk away. And if you do, you won't walk away for long. Because it will call you. And you will have dreams and you will run into things and you will somehow know. Synchronicities here and there. Your souls now are reaching out to you, people. Your souls are reaching out to you now because your souls have been damaged. through all of your life experiences. Your souls have been damaged. That damage is imprinted into each subsequent lifetime. So think of what you do for all time by healing that damage. You are swathing a new path, cutting new ground. Walking, Jesus, new ground. Never done before by people in third dimension, moving into fourth, fifth, whatever number you want to give it. Never before. Never before. Never before.
It's 9 o'clock.
You're all right. Our unconditional love to each and every one of you, we ask that you call us